Danke. Change plus all.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks as always for listening and hope everyone's off to a good work week. Almost back to school time for some kids like in Texas and some other states. But hey, let's skip all the small talk. Go ahead and jump in. Got some goodies to go over.
My favorite stories of the day.
Well, nowadays, if a fast food or sit-down restaurant messes up an order, the customer can yell and scream or jump online and leave a bad review, then go on social media and record a video to tell everybody, you know, about how this messed up order just messed up our day. But in Paterson, New Jersey, this past Thursday, WABC 7 is reporting a guy walked into a bakery on Main Street, started yelling about eggplants put on a sandwich he ordered 4 years ago, saying it made him sick then in the stomach, then pulled a knife and stabbed one of the bakery co-owners in the stomach, slashing the other in the arm, left arm, before running off. Talk about cold cuts all over a four-year beef about eggplants. Cops were still looking for the stabber as of Monday afternoon. They got surveillance video footage, though, from nearby businesses. Happened on Main Street in Paterson. Surveillance cameras already helped catch a grown man in California who cops say was the one in the footage stealing $4,000 worth of equipment from a Little League baseball facility in Pasadena, California. NBC 4 Los Angeles is reporting Pasadena police said last Thursday that the 27-year-old man broke in the week before and did not steal baseball gear. No, instead swiped power tools and hand tools that team managers are guessing he opted for things to sell quick and make quick money. Yeah, police say he got all that stuff from the equipment locker room, but got greedy and broke into the snack shop. And that's when he looked up and a security camera caught a good shot of his face. The 27-year-old was arrested and the Pasadena district attorney is looking to see what the office will charge him with. Also in California, north of San Francisco, you're a 31-year-old man who may not have known what he was lugging around, maybe not, or did and forgot. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. And to not do anything that could give an officer an excuse to search the vehicle, yeah, the Lake County Sheriff's Office posted a news release on their Facebook page saying a deputy spotted a large van rolling down the highway and stopped it. This was in the early morning hours of the Saturday before last and smelled what they described as a strong odor of marijuana coming from the van. Now, by itself, no biggie. Smoking weed is legal in California, but the deputy also said the driver confessed to having a bag of marijuana and a vaping pen, seemed nervous, who wouldn't, especially since the release went on to say that confession led the deputy to search the rest of the van to find about 400 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms. And magic shrooms are not legal. In black plastic bags labeled with strain names, along with over $370,000 cash. Altogether, handcuffs, dude arrested, facing felony drug charges now. I bust the windows out your car. Well, in Sturgis, Michigan, not South Dakota, where they have the big annual biker rally, but in Sturgis, Michigan, this past Wednesday evening, the local news Channel 3 is reporting a state trooper was on patrol near a car dealership when he heard noises and saw one of their trooper patrol cars outside the dealership's garage parked there for maintenance. Now also needing window repairs, with the windshield smashed, a side view mirror and rear license plate also damaged. And then the trooper reported seeing a drunk 54-year-old guy throwing a grill through the dealership's window. He was arrested, suspected of police cruiser damage to...
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
At state parks in Florida, in Orlando, Panama City, and Pensacola, somebody has been going around stealing the old large cardboard cutout signs of Smokey the Bear, warning only you can prevent forest fires. Yeah, Fox 13 Tampa Bay is reporting state agriculture officials posted on X or Twitter last Wednesday that earlier in that day, the picture in the post was showing a man in handcuffs being arrested after they say police patrolling a state park in Orange County caught him. Also caught in the picture in the social media post, the police truck's back door being held open as the officer put the handcuffed guy in by somebody wearing a Smokey the Bear costume, giving a thumbs up with the left paw while holding a door with the right paw. And turns out, state officials think the guy they busted, because they say the Smokey the Bear mascot had been there at that park, but they say the guy had been selling the Smokey the Bear poster signs on Facebook Marketplace for up to $1,900 each. Charges pending against this one guy, but it would be a crime to pay that much money for one of those Smokey the Bear posters. Back in a moment. But hey, check out DJ Greg H. and his Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H. Freestyle.
So swing by J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark. Drop by.
And now, a moment of peace.
Safari over. Grab that mic and recorder. Let's go. Simba, it is all yours, buddy. Let's get the hell out of here. Got me messing with these cats.
Thank you for this moment of calmness, brought to you by the ASMR Network, where every sound is a turn-on.
And now, for the world around us.
So much going on. Let's see. In France, the first French woman in 36 years to win the Women's Tour de France took the title on Sunday. While at the World Aquatics Championships this weekend in Singapore, 18-year-old Canadian Summer McIntosh earned a lot of talk as one of the next generation's greats on the way, at least after leaving with four golds and a bronze. That bronze, well, that was in the 800-meter freestyle, which current American great Katie Ledecky won, and across the South China Sea from the Aquatics Championships in Singapore is Indonesia, where there's been a UFO festival going on throughout July on the island of Java. Yeah, AP Photogs got shot of alien drawings and sculptures. Alien drawings as in humans drawing aliens. I had to clarify that. A spacesuit design workshop was going on there, too. Also had plenty of alien statues and spaceships made out of stuff here on Earth.
Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine.
And south of Indonesia's UFOs and Singapore swimming and diving this past weekend is Australia. It's where Nine News ran a story on a job opening that would not surprise many if the employer ends up taking in a record number of applications. You see, the Asahi-owned Carlton and United Breweries in Australia need a new chief beer taster because the woman with the title is stepping down after over 30 years on the job. Over 30 years of about 30 beer tastings a day. Paid to do that, and she is giving that up. A brewery exec say they're looking for a replacement who will, well, first, no, tasters don't really taste all day. They spit it out, and they analyze aspects like the beer's color, clarity, appearance, along with the taste. They're Carlton and United Breweries. Look them up. If qualified and looking to live down under, if not already there.
Pull the string and I'll wink at you. I'm your puppet.
Now, I admit, the Associated Press's story on zookeepers in Prague using puppets to save baby vultures is more visual, since it was a cute picture of a furry little white baby vulture staring at this black sock puppet, made to kind of look like a grown vulture's face, kind of. But it was sad to keep reading to find out sometimes zoologists have found out that the parents of vultures will sometimes not want their babies and will not care for them. So to make sure these little birdies can breed once they're older, which will not happen if they get used to having too much human contact, the zookeepers in Prague will slide on a little puppet with sort of a real looking face, sort of, and put on a show, which they say has worked with a few other birds who live in pairs. So waiting to see if it'll work this time. Now, in Lima, Peru, this past Thursday, skipping around the world, some utility workers digging to add underground gas lines to the network had to stop and take in the fact that they live in a place where gas lines can lead to history being dug up, which is what the AP is reporting the natural gas company did last Thursday in Peru's capital. That's where they found two separate tombs that date back to before the Incan times, one being empty, while the other had 1,000-year-old remains of a person, along with four clay pots and three pumpkin shell artifacts. And this is nothing new. Peru, folks at that natural gas company say in over 20 years of excavations around the country, yeah, they've made over 2,200 discoveries. So they keep archaeologists on speed dial. Now, in Barcelona, Spain, a family got all the way to El Prat International Airport for a vacation trip to find their 10-year-old son's passport expired, and he also needed a visa. The parents somehow did not double-check to make sure the older kid had all the paperwork up to date before the trip. So here they are, and the Sun newspaper is reporting the family handled this situation by calling a relative to come pick up their 10-year-old boy while they said goodbye and took their younger kid to go catch that flight. The Sun newspaper got all this info, too, because one of the airport's air traffic coordinators heard what happened there last Wednesday and recorded a TikTok video explaining it all to everyone. So the Sun picked up the story and found cops ended up getting in touch with the pilot of the flight the family was on. It got him off eventually, and cops then took them all to a police station. That's where they brought the 10-year-old son after he was found all by himself at the airport waiting on some relative to come get him. And by the way, they also said the family did not lose their tickets to go on the trip later. Time for another break. Back in.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Because sounds like we may have found where Ant-Man's partner comes from in the Marvel Universe. At the old Savannah River Nuclear Facility in Aiken, South Carolina, it's where WYFF-TV4 is reporting radioactive wasps were found on a post near a tank. So, workers sprayed the nest, killed all the wasps, and that's when they'd say they tested to find that nest had a moderately high level of radiation. Which made me search for how far do wasps migrate, because anyone would want to know if radioactive wasps could make it out of town. And not for nothing, but Augusta, Georgia is only 20 minutes away with the PGA's Masters played at Augusta National. But entomologists say mostly, nah, they won't go that far. At most, wasps will travel 300 to 500 meters away from their nest. So the Energy Department's radiological control operations might want to do a little testing, say 300 to 500 meters around Aiken, South Carolina, just in case. Hey, better safe than sorry to see a new Ant-Man and the Wasp plot line play out in real life there.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
We'll get to celebrity birthdays next.
She said, "Ask what was my name." When she found out, her life ain't been the same. They call me one spot. They call me one. They call me one spot. They call me one spot.
Spot Daddy.
They call me one spot.
That was my man, Slammy Sammy, with his classic hit. And used to have us all laughing while booty shaking. That's right. This is Mike Mann, bringing you nothing but the best
music.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 5th. Dr. Avery in Grey's Anatomy, actor-producer Jesse Williams is 45.
Now that I found you.
Singer Terry Clark is 57. Guardians of the Galaxy movie director James Gunn, 59. Marsha Brady in The Brady Bunch, actor Maureen McCormick is 69. Hit with the Bee Gees, singer Samantha Sang is 74, and the receptionist Jennifer Marlowe at WKRP in Cincinnati, Lonnie Anderson, would have turned 80 today, died on Sunday. And on Wednesday,
what's a memory for if we let him die?
Actor and singer Leslie Odom Jr. will turn 44.
Let's go! If I was an old school 50-pound boombox.
Gym class heroes, rapper and singer Travis McCoy, Travi, also 44. Punky Brewster, actor Salil Moon Frye will be 49. Actor Vera Farmiga, 52.
Giving is good, as long as you're giving.
Ginger Spice, Spice Girl singer and actor Jerry Halliwell Horner, 53. Movie director M. Night Shyamalan will be 55. And from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon in the 90s, Everything Everywhere All at Once, OG action star Michelle Yeoh, 63.
I must confess it, girl.
DeBarge singer Randy DeBarge, also with the high-pitched voice like L. He'll turn 67, then on Thursday the 7th. Another OG action star and model, actor Charlize Theron, will turn 50. Not that Michelle Yeoh couldn't have been a model back in the day. Oz, Lost, Best Man, actor Harold Perrineau will be 62. Pianist Marcus Roberts, also 62. Mulder in The X-Files, actor David Duchovny, will be 65. Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson will be 67, and Newman in Seinfeld. And in Third Rock, Jurassic Park, actor Wayne Knight will turn 70. And that's that for another Real Pod newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. And as always, feel free to hit me up on the show's Facebook page and comment sections and my email. That's at the bottom of the website. Marty's about to give. Have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
And here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, where people wore pajamas and lived life slow. Showed up.